League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What up, everybody? This is the fabulous Jason Lee, and I am ready to get started. This is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And I'm Melissa Ford, a.k.a. the Curve Queen.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Giovanni.
Hola.
And we're back, and it's another exciting day here in Hollywood, California. To all the peasants around the world who can't be here, we apologize for you.
It's beautiful.
We've come to bring you Hollywood.
God, gorgeous. It's been hot as balls outside, man.
I don't like balls.
It's been so hot.
Don't like balls. I don't even like my own fucking balls.
Really?
Swear to God, I've never liked balls. But at the same time, I won't fuck with anybody. I ain't got none because I can't trust you.
But yeah, it's been really fucking blazing hot. Like 100 some degrees, 113 in the valley. So,
Gio, do you like balls?
Do you ever sit up and scratch your balls or play with your balls?
Absolutely.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'll slay up and
do you ever smell your balls after you play with your balls?
Yes, I have.
That's a man thing.
Yes,
I found myself the other day, sweaty balls, rub my balls and smell my hand. I was like, what the fuck? But then I thought about how disgusting that is still.
It's not disgusting. Girls do the same thing when they laying in the crib. They'll smell like, you know, right, Melissa?
Is that what we do, motherfucker?
Melissa, I watch my girl do it all the time.
She scratches what?
No, she'll be like with her hand in her
playing
pants.
With her pussy, no, and then she fucking smells it?
Even if she was playing with her pussy, you tell me you don't smell your pussy?
First of all,
I'm not playing with my pussy and then just smelling my fingers.
People, I don't know what the fuck yeast is going on in the room right now. Shout out to Laura Govan. Every time I post a picture, they'd be like, it's a yeast. I'd be like, wait, because she went on the doctor's talking about her yeast infection. Should you do that?
Not if you want to get manhandled by the social
Okay,
media.
For all the people out there like me that don't know what a yeast infection is, break it down.
Okay, yeast infections are probably the most horrible thing that could ever happen to a fucking woman. It's not the most horrible, but they're terrible. Some women, I have girlfriends that can't take vitamins. They're so prone to yeast infections.
But what is a yeast infection? Like yeast, I know when it makes the bread rise or something, right?
It's the same fucking thing. It's bacteria. Okay. And so basically we have a pH balance down there.
Not like aqua hydrate pH balance 9.
It's a chemical balance that we naturally have to have I don't know what the fuck it is.
To keep the cootie kid clean.
Exactly.
Okay.
To keep it from fucking rare.
And so when you get the yeast infection, okay, So when the cootie cat pH balance is off, it's yes. like when the fucking people pick up a cat off the street and throw it in a cage.
It would be the same thing as if you had some kind of strep throat. You know what I'm saying? It's an infection. It's a bacterial infection that's happening down there because your pH balance has been thrown off.
Does it create a smell?
Yes.
No. Yeast infections don't have smell.
So you can have a yeast infection with no scent.
Yes.
But they will discharge though.
God, you're disgusting.
Discharge?
Yeah, there is discharge.
We're talking about a yeast infection. I can't say discharge.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Is it like a color though?
Yes.
It's white.
It looked like yeast.
It's cottage cheesy looking.
So it's thick? Wait a minute. Wait.
My daughter's mother.
Shout out
one.
To all of the people gay repenting around the world right now saying this is why I don't fuck with the pussy. So wait a minute. So you mean to tell
but
me
when
that
the pussy's good, the pussy's good.
No. Because I don't give a fuck. You could put Beyonce Mariah J Lo singing pussy on a table and I will return it to the motherfucker later.
Oh, damn.
Let me ask you a question. So are you saying to me that the yeast is white and comes out like cottage cheese?
Okay. It's different for every woman, but primarily the symptoms are a lot of itchiness, swollen, and then the discharge, but no smell.
That's not even talking about. It looked like Buster Douglas in the third round of the fight.
Cheese like cheesy material type cheese, texture cheese?
You know,
because like at least when a nigga comes and the shit is burning because you done caught the clap, it's actually like runny green.
Yo,
but it's okay. Runny.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
And what's the worst is when she a fine ass girl with a yeast infection.
Okay, well, here's the situation.
So are you supposed to fuck on a yeast infection?
No, you can't, because for women, it's extraordinarily uncomfortable, painful. So I was 18 years old and I had a boyfriend, and we decided instead of using KY because we'd run out to use Jergens.
KY jelly is for the gay community anyway. Y'all supposed to spit on your hand and rub the dick and just stick it in. And plus, y'all water naturally on your own, don't you?
I don't know why we had KY. We just did, okay? Mm-hmm. We like
that nigga's gay. If he brought KY to the house, that nigga fucking booty.
You know
booty.
What? He did get arrested for being involved in a prostitution ring many years later. So anyways, that's a whole other story that I don't have all the facts on. Anywho, so we used Jergens lotion. I was on fire a week later. I'd never had a yeast infection. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I was like, so I finally went to my doctor. She goes and checks under the hood and she was like, wow, you've been walking around with this? I look like a fucking flower in bloom. Like I was mad swollen.
First of all, you're like a sister to me, bitch. Don't ever say that shit again.
It also comes from women wearing like tight clothing.
Okay, so second one I ever had in my life. I'm 40, I've had two.
I have a daughter, okay? This is, I know this.
And I did a photo shoot in the water and then I put my jeans over top my wet bikini bottom.
So my boyfriend was
like, you're gonna get yeast infection. I was like, I don't fucking get yeast infections. Raging. I was like, oh my god,
yeah.
They're horrible.
So when do you know? Because like for me, when I've caught chlamydia, I know pretty much 2 days after that I've caught something, because you feel like this little, it's the little ting, and then the next day your dick is like a 3-alarm fire. When do you know?
That's it. You know within about a day or two, the symptoms start to really creep up on you. You're mad, itchy. You're like, is that because I shaved or what the fuck's going on?
Do you stick your finger in it to play around and see if something's going on or?
No.
Because like with me, I stick a finger in a hole to see if some green shit. I don't know. I mean, I haven't had an STD in a long time, thank God. But I'm just saying, the two times that I have, I had.
No, it's one of those.
It's a process.
So both times I had one, I didn't have discharge. I just was crazy itchy and swollen. It was fucking awful. I look like I had a little dick.
I know how a dick can look swollen, because after you've jerked off, there was one time where I got addicted to masturbation. And I would masturbate once
this
a
show
day.
Started
with once a day.
Yeah.
And then one time I got up to like five times a day. I was just sitting in my house jacking off, right?
Really?
Because you was bored.
No, because I don't know what the fuck was going on. Maybe I had just got off my STD. Maybe I had broke up with my, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know how to swell a dick up. How do you swell a vagina up? Is it swollen on the outside or swollen on the inside?
It's swollen on the outside.
The way my lips just look. You know, just like that.
How? Is that really how it would look? Mm-hmm. So is that a yeast pussy or is that?
No, that's
is
just, that? That's swollen.
Mm-hmm. And how does it get like that?
It's inflammation.
Yeah.
It's inflammation. But ladies, let me just tell you something that really fucking works. Zyrtec. Allergy medication.
Will
really, really stop.
So like Benadryl.
Itching. Yeah, exactly. But you'll fucking go to sleep on Benadryl. But you have to go to the doctor and get yourself some fucking Diflucan. Don't buy that goddamn Monistat shit in the fucking pharmacy. It doesn't work.
How did we get to talking about pussies that have cottage cheese?
We went to Laura Govine.
You were talking about Laura Govine.
So people, like, every time I post her photo now, because, you know, 21, shout out to 21 Savage, has this new album, Issa, that everybody's going to
hear.
Anytime we post her photo, they go, Issa Yeast.
First of all.
She had never gone on, because it's natural to talk. First of all, I watched one of our old shows back. Yeah. I'm really getting more gay. I'm doing a lot more talking with my hands. So today I really am now about to just put my hands here.
Well, you know, she's human, man. She bleeds just like us. And she went on there.
She bleeds like, I don't bleed, nigga.
You know what I mean? If we get cut, we bleed the same.
When you say she bleeds like us, you sound like a
period or some shit.
No, you sound like a woman standing up for women's rights.
People get really uncomfortable when they talk about, you know, the biological functions of women. You know, that was Amber's whole point when she came up here to talk about the vag picture.
Yeah.
You know, but people get really uncomfortable when they hear, you know, people. And I hate when women get on other women about that shit. I'm like, bitch, you go through the same thing. Shit. So shut the fuck up, you know? Like, okay, fine. Maybe this.
But it ain't natural. We ain't trying to naturalize getting a yeast infection, are we?
No, we're not naturalized.
Because if your pussy look like broccoli and cauliflower, you running around with wet, damp pants on and your pussy's on fire.
Gotta work
looking
that
like
out.
Gio's lips. Your ass is an alien.
You got to work that
you
out.
You got alien pussy.
I honestly feel really sorry for my girlfriends who are prone to, like, you know, issues down there, because my pH balance is regularly
alkaline
in check.
Do you have like a turkey baster to really check the pH balance, or are you just saying that?
I don't need to.
Okay.
I don't need to because I just know.
So
you know when something's off. Like your green discharge and smelling shit and fire.
Yeah, but that's two times out of my whole 40 years of living on this green earth. Okay, so what Gio started talking about was We were talking about how we play with our balls and smell our fingers.
Yes.
Do you ever play with your vagina and smell your fingers? Like, after women play with their vagina, do they smell themselves?
No, the only time that I smell my vagina is after a guy's eaten me out.
You what?
I smell my vagina on his lips.
Ugh.
Yes.
Ugh. Wait, so you mean
side note, I ran across tranny porn the other day. Can I just tell you that I don't watch tranny porn for the trannies. Like, I've seen it now for like the last week.
I've never seen tranny porn.
Y'all know I hate retarded people. Midgets,
we don't say retarded. We don't say midgets. Trannies, special people, little people.
Those three things scare the fuck out of me, right? Okay. Tranny comes, that's the only time I run.
Right.
Treadmill, once in a while.
So how did you stumble upon tranny porn?
So I'm on Pornhub.com. I'm just going through files. Let me see what I'm going to see today, right? Is it Halloween sex? Is it disabled sex? Is it what the fuck is in my shit? Pause. I've run across tranny porn. The niggas in the tranny porn fucking these trannies look better than the niggas in the gay porn.
Okay, wait. So... wait.
So now I'm trying to trick myself into believing that this wig.
Who's having sex in the tranny porn? Is it two trannies?
No, it's a guy.
Fucking a tranny.
Who looks like a real man. Yeah. Like a real masculine, like a nigga just straight out the.
But he used to be a woman?
Trap house.
No, he's talking about the guy.
He's having sex with a transsexual.
He's looking like the guy looks like the everyday thug dude you see in the club.
Yes.
Regular guy.
And he's fucking a transsexual.
And then when you watch gay porn, it's like two sissies fucking.
I like Mandingo.
You're missing the whole point.
Oh,
you can find big dick on a fucking, what do you call those little queens? What do you call the little?
No, Mandingo gay sex.
No, listen. That's I can tell you that's, I just forgot about it, but I've seen those porns as well.
Wow.
But anyway, you can see Mandingo on a twink. My point is that the men that you want to see in gay porn are fucking with transsexuals. That's why most women who have boyfriends that are out here fucking these transsexuals behind garbage cans in West Hollywood, they don't realize, like, it's the ones that you see at the club that are popping at Playhouse.
And
but they
you
out,
wonder
you know,
why I stay home all the time and why I won't be having sex because I know what's going on
but
out here
on
in Hollywood.
But you on Tinder and them niggas is on Tinder, too.
I don't fuck the motherfuckers I met on Tinder. I barely even end up on a Tinder date. Okay. And by the way, I canceled my Tinder account.
So you don't smell your vagina was the point?
No, I smell it when it's on a motherfucker's face.
Oh, gosh.
So,
you know you didn't smell your own pussy before?
Yeah, on a motherfucker's face. Right.
I bet both of you... wipe your ass and smell your hands after that.
No, I do not.
Everybody does that.
Who's doing that?
Everybody wipes their ass after they take a shit and smells their fingers.
I do not smell my fingers after I wipe my fucking ass.
Yeah, I did this morning.
The whole
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm just sitting here thinking in all the good glory of how I woke up this morning that we have a lot of flaws as human beings, right? There ain't no reason why we are wiping our good asses and smelling the shit on our fingers.
I don't fucking smell my ass.
Because I don't know if it's for
it.
Accuracy. Listen, we got one little hole. You know, our hole's like this. Gio's may be a little bigger. But when you got that hole, all you got to do is run the paper across the hole. But you done rub it up and down and now all around. So you rub it after a while to smell your finger to see if you good.
Mm.
I don't know why we do that, but it's really animalistic.
I do it differently. I wipe my ass, wash my hands, then smell my hands.
What the fuck?
To see if it's still on there so I can wash more.
I don't know.
Have you ever taken a shit? Let's be honest
now.
Only because this is Hollywood Unlocked and
censored. I don't fart. My ass whispers. I don't take shits.
You just constipated.
First of all, you do take a shit.
Mm-mm.
Women take poops.
Okay. Women take shit. And you know what? When I go to people's houses, unlike when you go to, I have friends whose houses you go to, they have bidets. The water come up and squirt all up in your
bidets.
Ass.
I hate bidets.
Why?
Because she don't like her ass
Will that give you a yeast infection?
No. It's just jarring to just kind of get the stream of fucking water. It's like somebody starts spitting on your shit.
Well, you've never been. We have a mutual friend. I'm gonna say his name because they get mad every time I say his name. You've been to his house where the toilet asks you what you want to do. You push the button, it squirt up in your ass, clean your ass out, and then it air dries and everything.
Yeah, it's.
Sometimes I just take a shit over there just for the action. That's about as close to bottoming that I will ever go. By the way. Because when you go to a bidet, they're shooting up in your ass like the carnival toys when they shoot in the clown's mouth.
And it's warm water.
Yeah.
It's warm water. It's a foreign feeling.
I don't know. This show has started off on the wrong foot. Okay, so I have questions today.
Oh, God.
This is a question show. We're going to ask questions to get to a deeper connection with one another.
Okay? I swear, we should just go into our DMs and start reading that shit.
So I'll start by answering this question, okay?
Okay.
Describe your ex using a character from Power.
I would say... I don't watch Power.
I would just... Let's say this. Describe your ex by using the word Power first. So mine, of course, is Power Bottom. What was your ex's name?
That Power Tool. And no, I'm not talking about Flo.
Hilarious. Mine is Power Ranger.
Your ex was a ranger?
Power Ranger.
Why Power Ranger?
Because at times she would save me and at times she was nowhere to be found.
That's funny.
You know,
that's funny.
For you to deliver the deep eulogy. Wow. Yeah, Power. My powerless, Power Bottom.
Damn, powerless. You know what? I'm going to shut up right now.
What?
That was good.
That was a good one, right?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah.
Okay, here's another one. Would you rather spend a year in jail or be poor for 5 years?
Oh, fuck, that's hard because I've been to jail.
Lock me up, Sheriff. Okay, wait, hold on. Whoa. No, no. Everybody, they be talking about, oh, you know, because I went home one time and I asked a friend to go to dinner.
Okay.
And I said, you want to go to dinner? And he goes off on me about how I'm successful now, how basically I'm not the same nigga.
Yeah.
18 years ago, we sold drugs. Why am I still supposed to be selling drugs? Right. I don't want to sell drugs. I don't want to be poor. No mo. I ain't going back to the hood.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Okay. So let's clarify poor. What does that mean? How much money am I making in the year?
Like, bitch, you poor as fuck. You got a yeast infection.
You ain't got no money.
Hey, hold on.
Hold on. You ain't got no money. You ain't got no job. You sitting on the side of the road with a yeast infection. You're just poor. You ain't got access to health care. You don't got no internet. You don't know what the fuck is going on. You ain't on Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. You're poor.
As a matter of fact, I would spend that year in jail. I would get my fucking teeth like veneered up.
You'd be working out every day.
I'd be working out every day. Yes. Yeah. 3 square meals a day. Sure.
The only nigga that ever made me want to go to jail, Gucci Mane.
Y'all.
Oh, because he came out.
He came out with abs. I mean, I still wouldn't fuck him, but I would still, like, if I could go to prison for 30 days, 60 days, because I can't
do more
than that.
Yeah,
put me in there for a year. I'll do a year.
I would hope that I could bring, like, my skincare products.
Listen, prison is easier than jail.
What?
Not in L.A. County.
No.
Hold on. Prison is easier than jail.
Yes.
In L.A. County, it's like, yeah.
People rather be in prison than county jail.
Right.
Let me tell you how I would get through. I got a starter kit. As soon as I walk in, I want to kill myself every day. Number two, when they put me in a cell by myself in a main unit, I'm going to say, I'm gay and I want to fuck everything in here and I want to die from AIDS, but I'm going to kill myself before that. They will put me in a cell by myself in the gay unit where nobody wants to talk to anybody.
Your prison run go be a breeze.
Well, if I ever commit a crime, it'll be a white collar crime. I'll be on a Martha Stewart prison experience.
Yeah, federal prison.
I couldn't be like
Camp Cupcake.
Can you imagine me on a main line with like Bloods, Crips, and like white supremacists?
No, shout out to former guest Abby Lee. She's officially in prison now.
Is she in there?
She turned herself in yesterday.
No wonder she ain't been on my Instagram because she'd be leaving shit on there.
So a year and a day.
Man.
Oh, well, I know the person. Anyway,
that's probably going to get converted to like time served after a couple of months. She can be out.
I hope so.
Martha Stewart had to do that whole year. Lil' Kim had to do her whole year. And Remy Ma had to, she had to spend some time in that motherfucker.
Like 6-7, right?
Yeah. Okay. So. All right.
Shout out to Cardi B. She showed me a lot of love on Instagram Live the other day. I love her. I saw your comment on her page too.
Yeah.
She's just nice.
I love her.
Like she doesn't try to find all the big words to use. Yeah.
We were excited about having her up here. Yeah. And she posted and tagged. She posted and tagged. Shout out to fucking Cardi B.
These
I sent the caption.
Took time out of her day.
Shout out to Jason Lee for making it happen again. But shout out to her for putting them. Okay. If you had to partake in one criminal activity, what would it be?
Just one?
Yes.
Are we getting away with it?
Yeah.
If you say partake,
if you can get away, if you can't get away with it, but you'd be willing to do it.
No, I want to get away with it.
Yeah, I got to get away with it.
Okay, get away with it?
Okay, you get away with it.
I'm robbing a motherfucking bank. I'm robbing a goddamn bank on the day, like a national bank where like everything comes on that day. Like the delivery for money from all the other branches are coming
dead
on that day.
Dead presidents on that ass.
That's the day I'm robbing that bank.
That's my same shit. I think that's all our shit. Wait, is robbing a bank.
The only time I ever thought of robbing a bank, because there was one time I actually thought of robbing a bank, and I have a cousin named Ben who's coming home from prison who actually robbed a bank. So I'm gonna tell you what that stupid nigga did. When Set It Off came out, I really thought like I could get away with it. They just got greedy.
You thought you was gonna be Stony, Jada?
I was definitely gonna be Cleo. But you know, I thought like I could definitely get away with robbing a motherfucking bank. Because if you think about it, you could get away with robbing a bank.
You can. It's a lot of people that still haven't been caught.
You walk up to a teller. First of all, we live in Hollywood. We could put on fake ass makeup.
I'm too scared. I can't steal a fucking grape out of a supermarket.
I got a story to tell.
Oh God.
The other day. No, swear to God. True story. True fucking story.
You're
oh my God. Thank you.
Somebody
God.
Robbed it. Okay.
I'm in a bank.
Yeah.
It's the end of the day. I come in. I got my shades on. I'm fucking looking like shit because I don't have a haircut, no shave. I'm mad, frustrated because they didn't. I was getting billed $235 for the last 6 months and didn't even know. Then went and looked and I've been billed for a year for title that I didn't even know was signed up for. And I basically had $3,000 in charges that I hadn't.
Oh, no, you got to check your statements. So I see all kinds of shit
online. Well, I fired my accountant, so I had some issues.
Okay.
So I get to the bank and I'm sitting in there with the woman and she and I are having a moment trying to fix my situation. Bitch, police run all up in the fucking bank with guns out. Somebody pushed the robbery button. So he come in here with his gun out. I turn around and he goes, is there a problem? I go, yeah, they've been withdrawing shit from my account. But nonetheless, like, that's kind of crazy though.
Wow. Yeah. I would have loved to have seen that.
She goes, they never come when we have problems, but they come when we don't need them. I'm thinking, I can actually rob you then and get away with it.
Damn.
Man, that's deep.
That was funny.
That would be my crime.
Yeah, okay. That's the same with me.
Is it really?
Yeah, of course.
Mine would be murder.
That would be my second one.
No, that'd be my first one.
I was trying to think. I was trying to think. Who do I hate?
No. Let me.
So
before
much
we
that
go down the list.
Oh,
hold on. Before we go down the list, if I could get away with murder, I have a long list of people.
Do you?
I would start with the people who park in handicapped spots without being handicapped.
Oh, because I would murder somebody on the road.
Not because of the action of making a disabled person have to roll by and find another spot, but because I can't get a fucking placard, so I could do it.
Right.
Where the fuck do you get the placard at? Mm. So that's number one. I should start with them. I'd kill the girl who killed my brother for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think there's a lot of people that just rubbed me the wrong way growing up that I would just line up, not even like kill them one at a time because that takes too long.
Just blow them up.
Just like throw them in, like put them in a room and then like give them a birthday cake with a bunch of dynamite for candles and just light that shit and blow them all the fuck up.
You sit at home and fantasize about this shit, don't you?
Yeah, I pretty much do. Yeah, but whatever.
It's revenge porn.
Nah, listen.
It is revenge porn.
I love every single one of my exes except for one. I'm cool with all of them.
Not that. It's a different kind of revenge porn. It's revenge fantasy, like Django Unchained or like Inglourious Basterds. That's revenge fantasy because it didn't go down that way. Yeah. It's not historically there's historically accurate parts of it, but Hitler was not put in a fucking movie theater and a whole bunch of Nazis just went up in a blaze of glory.
So one of my ex watches the show, so I'm going to watch what I say, but I'm going to say something.
Oh, God.
He's getting married. I got invited to the wedding. I think I've said this before.
Question. Does his soon-to-be betrothed know that he used to have a dick in his ass?
Yeah, he's gay. He's marrying his boyfriend of 10 years.
Oh, he's marrying a guy. Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay, all right, gotcha.
He's my first boyfriend. Long story short.
The fuck?
He's getting married, and he sent out this thing to register or to sign up to RSVP to go, and they actually, you know how you get to the wedding and people say their vows to one another? They wrote their engagement vows.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really heartfelt and really like emotional. And I was like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. But I thought about it, like, you never wrote no shit like that to me.
Mm.
And then why am I being invited as a guest, but I'm not in the wedding?
You want to be part of the wedding party?
It's awkward.
He's my best friend now. I should have been a part of it.
Do you would you want to be part of the wedding
party? Not now, because I wasn't asked.
I don't really want to be a part of the wedding party. Like, shout out to all my girlfriends. God bless you if you do find somebody to walk down the aisle with. Don't fucking ask me to be a bridesmaid.
That's not the point. If your ex, this is my ex.
Okay.
So is it wrong that I wanted to be a part of my ex's wedding?
Maybe his new
boyfriend. No, but maybe his betrothed was like, hell no, fuck no.
Can you please stop using the word betrothed? Because nobody on this show gives a fuck about that
word. The guy he's going to marry.
Okay, so if
your ex. His intended.
So if your ex, if Flo Rida got married.
Oh, God. He's not my only ex.
But if he got married and he wanted you to be a part of his wedding.
It would never happen.
Would you do it?
Who's he marrying?
Whoever.
Sinead O'Connor. I don't know.
Whoever. It could be whoever.
What? Huh? Whoever. I don't know.
Let me say that if I was to get married and or if I get married or whatever, I would ask him to be in my wedding. He's my best friend. Not I, there's no love like being in love. But then I looked at the people in the wedding. I'm like, okay, well, I wouldn't.
You dodged a bullet.
I just don't know. I just don't think that the color scheme would have fit for me to be a part of it. Anyway,
it was light colors, like pastels.
I'm talking about the people. I ain't talking about the fucking
wedding.
Oh,
that's so fucked up.
It's so
but, fucked up. But shout out to them. I'm going to go to the wedding. My other ex is in jail on his way to prison.
He you need called. A date?
Yeah, I told you you can come.
Okay. When's the wedding?
It's in November.
Oh.
When?
I don't know.
That's my birthday. I might be on a beach. So
we'll go. And I'm looking forward to it. I was a little offended that I wasn't a part of the wedding, but hey, I got over it. And one day when I get married, I'll make sure that I will invite my exes. I get along with all of my exes except for the one that I told you guys about. But the one that's on his way to prison, who I really, really like, he's such a great guy, but just didn't work out. Different ambitions. All right, different question.
Do I
okay.
get along with all my exes?
What conspiracy theory do you think is actually real?
That we're not the only ones here.
Damn,
aliens
you got all
and shit.
The same fucking answers I was gonna say.
Gio, you trying to rush getting out the show today?
No.
You're
okay.
Be
okay. Conspiracy theory: 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you really believe that?
Fuck yeah.
That was.
Do you believe that the government or somebody made up the fact that 3,000 people or whatever jumped out of buildings?
I don't think
and
that.
Died?
I don't think that they gave a solid fuck. For main reason, think about the Pentagon. A plane crashed into the Pentagon. There was no fucking remnants of a plane. It was just like a bomb went off because they were like, oh, the excuse was that the plane was like it was just so hot that all evidence of a plane disintegrated. Yeah, okay.
I don't believe that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think it was an inside job. Zeitgeist.com.
Well, Fahrenheit.
Oh, sorry, Zeitgeist the movie.
Fahrenheit 9/11. That was a movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I love that movie.
Me
Have
too.
You seen it?
Yeah.
It was really
Michael Moore.
Really
I love busy. Him as a documentarian.
Okay, so what do you think?
Like you said before, thing? Like we are not alone.
Aliens.
So you believe in aliens?
Beyond a Pale Horse.
I believe in, yes.
You ever read Beyond a Pale Horse?
No, I haven't even heard of it.
Oh, okay.
I should read it.
Can you please finish your explanation for why you feel in that you believe
because,
in
aliens? Because you have to think about the world that we live in. It's millions and millions of planets. Like, scientists are still discovering planets that are so big that the Earth can fit in, like, something quadruple billion times. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it's hard for me to believe out of all of those planets, this is the only planet with life on it. I don't believe it.
Mm. So would you fuck an alien?
I knew you.
And I ain't talking about somebody jumping the border.
Yo,
I'm talking
let me
about
say something. Oh, that's hilarious.
Extraterrestrial.
If I promise you, if I ever seen like a, if there was a bad alien chick that kind of looked like a person.
Like, would you fuck somebody from, what's the movie Laz Alonzo was in?
Oh, Avatar.
Would you fuck an Avatar?
That's a big bitch. I don't know. She got it. I don't know. But we're not alone. No Michael Jackson.
Well, the conspiracy I believe is true is that there is a third world order. I believe in the Illuminati. I believe it's real. And I'm available. My phone number is 209.
I believe that too.
I believe in it because I could tell you that there is like literally a 3% that's out here really running the whole world. Mm-hmm. I remember when I did the video of the Whitney Houston stuff, and I haven't released it yet. And one day I probably will. But I remember sending it to somebody, getting their opinion. And I was really critical of Clive Davis in there because I felt like, when Whitney had died, that I just don't feel like the party should have went on. I just felt really like it was a devastating moment, and she was dead upstairs from the party with the guy, you know, whatever. I had in the documentary, I talk about it, and I sent it to somebody, and that person said to me,
"Don't put this shit out."
There are three people that you don't fuck with in this industry,
and he's one of them:
David Geffen, Jimmy Iovine, and Clive Davis.
Mm.
And I thought, well, I wasn't really fucking with them, and not to say, and again, for all people watching the show, I'm not saying they're part of the Illuminati.
Mm.
Fuck it, let's just move on.
Okay.
All right. all right, so
I just say that I hate when people say it is the wackest shit. It's a snack. Stop it. I really, really like on Fleek, I was waiting for that shit to just lose traction. I'm waiting for stop it. Stop it. It's fucking stupid, man.
All right, back to the questions.
Fuck.
What have you gotten away with that you shouldn't have?
Oh, I can't say
cheating.
That shit. Yeah, man.
I've gotten away with cheating.
Tell the story.
It's more fun to talk about when you get caught.
Well, we're on the radio, so talk about it now.
Oh, God. All right. So I wasn't always this chaste, perfect being that you see before you.
Allegedly. Fucking fraudulent bullshit.
I was in a relationship with somebody that I just really did not want to be in the relationship with, but I didn't have the bravery to, cancel the relationship. So I cheated on him. And I cheated on him with somebody that I had introduced to him as a friend. Oh. We'd actually sat down and we had drinks together and act like everything was... But I will be honest, we had not started our little affair when that had happened. But I think it happened like less than a week later. Mm. And fuck you, Gio. I can't wait to hear about your goddamn history. Okay, this is a long time ago. I'm being honest. And so anyways, one night, me and my boyfriend were together and he drops me off at the house and he went to go get some food. And I had been texting back and forth with the affair guy and I was careful to erase the texts every single time. I said something, he said something, erase. I said something, he said something, erase. When I got out of the car, my fucking BlackBerry fell out of my pocket and landed on the seat, and I didn't know it.
That's Jesus.
Fuck you.
Jesus, and then fuck you up.
So I went into the house, and let's just say that I figured out that my phone was gone, and I had no way of getting in contact with the dude because his phone number was programmed into my phone. I didn't know it off by heart, so I couldn't call him and say, do not text me. My phone is in his car. And so he texts me some fucking wild ass shit. And there was no lock on my phone. And so my boyfriend, actually, he's not the one that found it. Somebody else found it who got into the car. The weed guy got in the car. And he was just like, what the fuck is this? Read the text. And ooh, that was an ugly couple of days when he got home.
Gio?
Jason's so disinterested with this story.
What was the question again?
My shit is tame compared to him.
Something I got away with that I shouldn't have?
Yeah.
This is a long time ago, people. I've changed a lot.
Oh, having sex with my best friend's...
Mom?
Nah, his auntie.
Same
gender. That's not that bad.
Well,
yeah,
now he knows.
She
What's your best friend's name?
I'm not saying his name.
Why?
Okay, well, now he
at
knows.
At the time, but...
I don't Gary, Indiana.
This is when I was super young, and she was like 30.
How old were you?
I'm not saying.
I don't think this
statutory
is fair.
Statutory rape.
I don't think this is fair to our audience that you're statutory withholding information.
Statutory rape. Stop fucking withholding information. I just told the story.
Like, I was like 15.
Statutory rape.
So who was the lady? Let's put it in prison.
No. But listen, she was like, you can't. I mean, I remember to this day, she said, you can. But it was one of those things that kept building up.
She Did she live in your
and,
area?
Yeah, she used to pick me. She used to drive past because she worked. I can't say that either. She used to work in the system. And she
was a social worker?
No, wait.
Wait. You were fucking a mandatory reporter at 15?
No, she worked in the school system.
Okay.
So she would pick
she
me up.
Still a mandatory reporter.
She would pick me up passing my bus stop and go to school every day. And she lived a few blocks away from me. And then I just remember, like, because, you know, going to her house, she was like, I don't know how it started, but I just know I just want to fuck. I want to have sex with her.
Well, duh, you're 15.
Yeah, and she's
like,
she's
30. She wanted to fuck a 15-year-old.
I remember
the
first time. Listen, but I didn't look 15. Like, I don't look 31. I looked a little older.
I look.
I was about 18. And she was like, you cannot tell anybody. I will get it. I was like, no, I ain't gonna tell nobody.
I'm not.
And next thing I know, boy, I was swimming with the fishes.
Mm-mm.
Turned me out.
I'm not.
She was the one that taught me how to eat pussy.
That's what happens when you have dick for the first time, too.
Wow.
She taught me how to eat pussy very well.
So listen, mine is really simple. One thing I should not have gotten away with that I have, and I don't know how I did it, was create Hollywood Unlocked. I don't know why they gave me this. Every day when I see our followers going up another 2,000-3,000, I just think of how many minds I'm corrupting. But I'm enjoying every bit of it.
This voice you got today.
Because the thing about it is, I haven't done much that I actually regret. I was a scammer. And I mean, I'll be honest about it. I was a scammer. I told somebody the other day, yesterday, I said, listen, when I was hustling, after I quit my job, after I was hustling, I hustle. Sometimes I hustle, sometimes I scam. I'll be real about you. people, real bad. People out here will say, oh, I ain't never been a scammer. If you come to me and say, I got a quick lick, we can make about 30 racks. Mm.
You win.
Even right now, what are we going to do? I mean, this is my thought process. Can I get caught? Mm. So if the probability is at least 60% that I'm not going to get caught, that's a green light. You know how like when you lose your internet and the motherfucker make you reboot and it's five different lights you got to get green? First light's green. Second thing I think of is who's the person I'm going to do this with? Is this a person that I would do a crime with or ride it all the way out that I know is never going to tell? Mm. That's a green light. The third one is how much money is it going to make so I could really consider doing this scam? Mm. And if it's over the $30,000 mark, that's a green light.
Yeah.
I got a call one day that I could do a scam, and they said, well, this is what happened. I called for a service. I'm not going to say the scam because people that know me will be like, that's how he did it. They called me, and they said, I said, I needed a service. They said, okay, the service will cost you $100. I said, $100? Are you crazy? Because this is a service that everybody needs. I said, okay, cool. If I offered the service for $200 to people and they say, yes, can I keep the other $100? They were like, absolutely. I went straight into scam mode. Using my organizing background and my relationships, developing a communication network, and then making it look legit, I was making like $10,000 a day, but I only get to keep $5,000.
Jesus.
I made a lot of money. I probably made probably 400 grand in like 3 months.
I don't have that.
But I was so young. I was like, this was like a decade ago.
I don't have that scammer kind of, that scammer bone in my body. I can't even steal a grape out of a supermarket.
Shit.
I feel guilty.
You fucking them grapes up. Yeah.
I eat the grapes at the supermarket.
Yeah, no, I'm just, I get a case of the fucking guilt. I can't. I don't know.
Someone call me Jason the scammer. But no, I don't scam for a living. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm from the Bay Area. At the time, you can get a quick lick and move on. Keep it moving.
Hmm.
You've never scammed anything?
No.
Ever?
I'm Canadian.
Canadians are the biggest scammers.
Have you ever took a dude home and took off your weave? That's a scam.
Wait, what?
Have you ever been with a guy, went home with him and, like, took any clips or weave out? That's a scam too.
That's a scam.
Not you missed the joke. Fell flat. It was a good attempt. Basically, what he should have said was, you wear weave and that's a scam.
That's bullshit.
But I've seen some makeup artists that you see their work. Them bitches are scamming.
Yeah.
And there's one girl I saw. No, shout out to her. No disrespect. Mm-hmm. She was a fire victim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I've seen. I'm not calling that a scam.
No, listen,
hold on. Get serious. Mm.
Okay, because I'm not going to laugh because I'm thinking of like the skin. If you're a fire victim and somebody makes you up to look better for the emotional thing that it does for you, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like if you have a bunch of whiskers and blisters and bumps and your splotchy Raiders. Skin and you look like a tranny and let me bring trannies into this. Some of these makeup artists are so goddamn crafty right now. They make a barracuda look like they belong in your bed.
Yeah. There's a couple of times on video sets back in the day, I saw a girl. I thought she worked for craft services. An hour later, I was like, who the fuck is that?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. If I was straight, motherfucking get in my bed and got a makeup on, I would pull a goddamn wet wipe from under the bed.
Nah.
I would wipe that bitch.
No, I'll take all my first date with a girl would be, baby, when does it rain? Let's go out. Let's go outside in the rain.
Mm. Okay.
But thank God my girl looked like that.
Hello, we have a caller on the line. Who is this?
This is Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Oh, shit. Hi, what up, Gio? It's Josh.
I knew it. What's up, Josh? Oh,
that's hysterical.
Well, I thought this was my
ex. I know
ex.
This boy voice. What's up, man? He
said it was coming. From Melissa.
Huh? You say what?
He has a question for Melissa.
I got a question for Melissa.
Go ahead, Josh.
Oh, gosh.
So, Melissa, do you date young guys or have you ever dated a young guy and do you like him?
I definitely date young guys. I am dating a young guy right now. He's 9 years younger than me. So I do like them a lot. They have stamina.
So would you fuck Melissa Ford with a yeast infection?
What? Jason!
Oh, fool.
Wait, say it again?
I asked him if he would fuck Melissa with a yeast infection.
Go against the grain and say yes.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate that. Yes, he is a winner.
Okay, we have another caller. This is Jason Lee and them.
Fucking asshole.
Hello. Okay, Metro PCS failed you today. Go on the next. Is there another caller? Let's see who this is. Hey, this is Jason and Nim. Who is this?
This is James. I'm Vegas.
Hey, what's going on? How can we help you?
I was trying to holler at y'all, see what's happening with the show. I really want to holler at Miss Melissa though.
Hey, boo.
So Melissa was just telling everybody how she had a yeast infection.
Oh my God. Fucking.
Melissa, what's up with
it? I was 18.
You stop screaming. We get it. You have yeast. You have yeast. And you shall rise. We got it.
I was 18, for God's sake.
Allegedly.
I was sharing.
I ain't seen her in a couple weeks. But anyway, so what do you want to tell Melissa Ford?
It was. Hi.
Hey, Miss Melissa, look. Hi. Baby, when you come out here to Vegas, I know you come out here for the fight. You know, we need to link up. We need to, you know, talk about the possibility of me and you.
Yeah, God intervened and cut that call short. Next caller.
Oh, I'd love to meet you. I'm sorry.
Okay, this is Jason and them. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Am I really on air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so what's up? Talk to us. You're on air. We thought we would try this new shit out of taking calls. So you're on the air. Talk to us.
Okay. So I don't really know what to talk about because I just went on Instagram Live and I seen that you guys were on. So
how old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh yeah, we got to let you go. God don't want God don't like ugly. Next caller. Hey, this is Jason and them. Who's calling?
We don't want to corrupt the youth.
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
I don't know.
So you take us off. Put the radio show on mute because I can hear me. As much as I love hearing my voice, I can't hear you and hear me in the background. So what's up? You on the phone with me? Talk to me. Yeah, Melissa's here too.
Oh, yeah. Great. I thought I was on a voicemail or something because I called earlier and it said Metro PCS has failed me and hung up.
Well, we're sorry. Metro PCS was actually your gateway to heaven. So what's up? Talk to us.
I don't know what to say, but hey, I didn't know I was gonna get through. I thought it was fake.
Oh,
no. I know I saw you on TV though. But hey, y'all.
What happened?
Hold on, you're breaking up. I don't know. Your Metro PCS just failed you again. What's going on?
Stop talking about my Metro PCS.
It's all good, girl. Level. So what were you saying? You wanted to say what?
Yes, sir. Can you guys shout?
Yeah, we're going to shout you out right now. Rest in peace. Next call, please.
It's this board.
Hey, this is Jason and them.
This is me?
Hey.
I mean, it ain't me.
That's hilarious.
Hello?
What's up? Okay.
What's going on, baby?
What's poppin'?
Am I going
to go on? You on.
I'm on live right now?
Yes
you are.
Okay. So what I got to ask my question?
Yes. Nope.
Okay, new caller. What's up, Jason and them?
Jason, hi, Melissa. How you guys doing today?
Hi.
Oh, it's Giovanni here too now,
Gio's
goddammit.
Here too.
Gio, I saw your name. They was calling you Gio. I saw that. So, hey, Gio, you get a special shout out. How you doing?
I'm good, baby. Hold up.
So, what's going on?
Maybe all of you guys can do an input. Because, Melissa, I know you've been, you know, like bullied in the media before. But why do we not have a positive role model? Why does it have to be bullshit all the time?
Girl, preach. Shit. I don't know.
I just want to know why. Like, why can't we, like, team up and, like, uplift positive?
Because when the slaves, when we were enslaved, they said only one nigga can make it in the house and the rest of y'all got to be out there pulling cotton. Shout out to my grandmother because had she not brought all of my slave relatives over here to California, I wouldn't be on the radio. But I agree with you, Melissa. We talk about the crab in the barrel mentality all the time.
Yeah, we do. We were just talking about that earlier, how it's just like that's the stuff that gets the clickbait is the negative shit, you know, and the positive stuff gets like, you know, 30 likes and whatnot. It's just,
Ford jumping up and down the pool with her titties.
It took me jumping up and down with the titties.
This is the next caller. You know, so. Next caller. Here we are, Jason.
I hear you, girl, though.
Jason and them.
Hey, you guys. It's Mona from New Orleans.
Hi. New Orleans, what's up, baby? Mess Amaya out of here.
Okay, that's throwback.
I was just actually in New Orleans, so shout out to New Orleans. Y'all go hard out there. What's going on?
Not that much. I saw you was live on Facebook. I said, let me call in. I love the show.
Thank you so much. We're trying to get picked up so we can get checks. We can hear half of what you just said, so you have to say it really fast.
I'll have to say it really fast. I got to.
Girl, that went fast enough. Next call, please.
We sorry, y'all.
All right, this is Jason, Gio, and Melissa Ford.
Hello.
Hi, Melissa Ford and Jason Lee.
Hi.
And Gio.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? What's going on? I'm calling from New York.
Shout out to the NYC.
Yes.
I got a question for you guys.
Go ahead.
All right, so my question, the first question is this. Do you think McGregor has a small chance to beat Mayweather?
Fuck no.
No.
Not a chance.
Have you seen the training videos he's had lately with him training?
The only way he does is if he comes to the fight with a bag of Lucky Charms. That motherfucker's going to get his ass beat right out of T-Mobile Stadium.
Mm-hmm. But when McGregor sized him up, he looked like the bigger man. I was kind of surprised.
He got about 2 inches, 2 or 3 inches on Floyd.
First of all, although we all know size matters in the bedroom, when it comes to sizing up Floyd against Conor, he doesn't match up in many ways. Bank account, personality. He's close on personality, but now he's going to get his ass whooped. All right. This is Jason Lee and M. How can we help you?
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
What's happening?
Let's get to it. What's up? You on the radio?
Oh yeah, I know what time it is. Y'all can hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So what's going on with the topic?
That's not the right question.
Okay. This is Jason. You gotta go really fast. Get to the topic. Yeah. What's up?
Okay, so I wanna know if Melissa has ever got any surgery or her thoughts on surgery.
Okay. Well, about 20 years ago, I got my boobs lifted, but I don't have anything in them other than fat. I don't know, fat and milk and shit. I don't know. And then that's it. I haven't had anything else done. I haven't had any liposuction. I haven't had any ass shots. I haven't had anything, any Botox. I haven't done anything.
And what's your thoughts on surgery?
My thoughts on surgery is if you're going to make something, you know, improve upon something that you are self-conscious about, like my boobs, I got pregnant and I lost it, but I got pregnant. I was like 4 months along. So my boobs got huge. And then when I lost the baby, and you know, my boobs just look like I'd fucking given birth and like let a motherfucker suck on them for a year. And I didn't like the way they looked. So I got them lifted, and I was confident in myself. They were back to looking the way that they originally looked. And then that was it. So everything else, I've just kind of like always wanted to do it
this
myself.
Is a Dear Abby fucking answer. God damn.
But yeah, surgery. I think that after a certain while, if you've had like, you know, like $150,000 in work, you might have needed to have gone to a psychologist.
Your body, your choice. Next caller.
Okay.
Right. Definitely.
Yes. We tried something new today.
Yeah,
yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Dash, get your shit together.
Shout out to everybody sucking dick for the first time. Here's the deal. We got to go. We love you. We're going to get this phone fixed, and we're going to take live callers next call.
Yes.
Next show.
Whatever. Good seeing you, Melissa. Great seeing you, Gio. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.